Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about who is the most surprising team in the SEC for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Going on, man. Talking about the SEC football conference today. And who I think is going to be the most surprising team, who's going to maybe had a rough year last year, could bounce back, and I think it's going to be a fun show. But hey, before I get to it, if you're watching us, drop a comment. Who do I think will it be, Jeremiah? Who will it be? We need a poll in the comments here before we get things going, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's just think. Yeah, poll in the comments. What do you think that is the most surprising team in the SEC? You know, is it going to be Alabama? Are they going to surprise us by not doing really, really, really well? I was in Tennessee around Hot Like 98, you know, when they actually won national championship. And so when you were doing that opening description, every year I feel like, you know, UT, they could be surprising in many ways. Surprising that they do well, surprising that they don't do well, surprising that they beat certain teams, and even more surprising when they don't. So, yeah, when it comes to the SEC, I am ready. Like, I've been waiting for this one all week, and I'm wondering. So, yeah, make sure in the comments, put who do you think, before we get all the way through, is the most surprising team of the SEC for 2022? Well, Mr. Logan Landers, what do we think?
For me, looking at this team, I didn't go with a powerhouse. You know, I didn't go with a Georgia or an Alabama, because that's too easy. Come on. I'm going to go with a team who had a decent season last year, not awful, just right in the middle. A team who went 7-6 last year, an even 500, right, 4-4 in the SEC. Someone who could take that next big step, I think. And that team is the Bulldogs out there in Mississippi State. And now let me tell you why I picked Mississippi State. Of course, you have a veteran head coach by the name of Mr. Mike Leach, coming into, I believe, his 21st year coaching. And I think that Mississippi State is ready for a breakout year. We all know they got a tremendous quarterback with Will Rogers. Threw the ball for 4,700 yards last year, give or take. 36 touchdowns. Not that many interceptions as well. And like I said, that you bring back a good bit of starters as well. Let's talk about this team, how they're going to do, and why I think they are the most surprising team. I mentioned the offense, man. This offense is going to be one of the most dynamic ones in all college football, not just the SEC. And I think, like I said, they throw the ball 1,000 times a game. I'm not even joking on that. They throw the ball a ton. And they ain't much of a running game, but whenever you think of college football or just any type of football nowadays, it's about that aerial attack. And if you don't got good safeties, good cornerbacks, it's going to be a rough day. And I mentioned, like I said, Rodgers threw the ball a lot. He connected on 74% of his throws last year. So when he throws the ball, there is a 3-4 chance you're going to catch it. I mean, there is no chance. It's crazy to watch. So you are losing some guys, no doubt. But in this system, man, it really is just a who is coming up next mentality. So you got Will Rogers, like I said. He's going to look good. His second year quarterback, I think. And looking at who all is around him, you have lost a few pieces like Mekhi Polk, Malik Heath, Jaden Wally. But Jaden Wally, like I said, he is the guy who is next in line for a big breakout year. Finished second on the team last year with 628 yards on 55 catches with 6 touchdowns. You have Austin Williams, 6'3", 200-pound target looking there. And there's a lot of veterans as well in this system who can really get things rolling. Like I mentioned, you got the running game, which is just kind of there to fill a spot. Dylan Johnson's coming back after he ran for a little bit under 500 yards, 4 touchdowns last year. But you do have Jaquavius Marks, who ran for 400 yards, 6 touchdowns. But it ain't about that. It's about what you do in the passing game, man. He caught 83 passes, 3 touchdowns last year. And as for Dylan Johnson, he caught 65 passes. So they're looking good there. The O-line, it is going to be rough. You did lose Charles Cross. We all know he was a great pick in the NFL draft. And you also lost Scott Lashley. But you are getting some good work with LaQuinton Sharp, a good player there. You got JUCO star Percy Lewis expected to really step up as well. And for the defense, right? We all know the offense is really what gets this team going, the aerial attack, the 1,000 yards, the amazing passing plays. But the defense needs a little bit of love too. The defense, like I said, strong, really good last year, only allowed, didn't allow many yards, a little bit under 345 yards a game. Pass rush needs a little bit of work. Pass defense was okay, but I think there is a lot of potential on this team, a lot of young potential. The defensive front, they've really got to get rolling this year, and especially against the good teams, right? The Alabamas of the world, the Arkansas as well as the Georgias, the teams with the really good just offensive lines, you got to get going. And you did, like I said, Aaron Brewer is gone in the linebacking core, but you do have Jet Johnson, Nathaniel Watson right there, Emmanuel Forbes as well. He's made some good plays. You're getting some more JUCO guys looking to make that next big statement. West Virginia transfer Marcus Banks is coming in to save the day at safety. He'll be looking solid. You have Jalen Green, Colin Duncan working on the corners again. And this team, I think, is just kind of set for a good season. And I think they'll do better than they did in 21. Looking at who they play, they've got a decent schedule, right? It's going to be fun to watch regardless. But they've got, let me see here, Memphis, Arizona, LSU, Bowling Green, Texas A&M, Arkansas, Kentucky, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, East Tennessee State. And then the last game is against Ole Miss. And I don't, at least I'm not expecting them to get to an SEC championship, nothing crazy like that. But I'm expecting a better record than it was last year. I'm expecting a better record against the SEC conference. And with the high-flying attack, with the veteran head coach, with the defense, which is on the up and up with some really good players and some ones who are poised for a breakout season, that is why I'm going to go with my pick for the most surprising team in the SEC being the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I think they make a good leap this year. As long as the offense continues to do what it always does, and as well as for the defense, just step up in the pass rush, and I think they will be set to go. But overall, man, I got the Mississippi State Bulldogs as my most surprising team this upcoming year. I'm expecting a good season. And like I said, even if they don't win all the games, I'm expecting some close battles and especially a lot of points this year for this team.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's the SEC. So, I mean, there will be some very surprising things that happen. But when it comes to surprising teams, yeah, I think that you really hit it. Like, you know, it's a few years back, but, you know, when you have great quarterbacks that come into some of these SEC teams and then they just come out shooting, I don't think that any other SEC team can completely prepare for what is going on in the background with some of these other teams. So, yeah, Mississippi is a very, very great pick for the most surprising team. I always hope that Alabama surprises us by not being insanely dominant. But I would love to see exactly where we do end up. I'm excited to see what Texas A&M and Florida are going to do. Of course, we're broadcasting live from Atlanta, so we're always thinking about those Georgia Bulldogs, but I don't know. I think we can expect them to be a powerful team. I think it would only be surprising if they don't come out really dominant. So when it comes to more surprising teams and most surprising teams, I think you really hit it. Well, everyone watching, what do you think? Who is the most surprising team in the SEC for 2022? drop it in the comments, let us know, and then definitely let us know in depth what you think is the reason that they're the most surprising team, because we might just take those comments and come back and, you know, have another commentary later on that, especially maybe midseason or the end of the season, to go, hey, were we right? Was that the most surprising team? And so, yeah, that's something we could do a little later and we get a little more information, but drop a comment in there and let us know. And if you are listening to our podcast, first off, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us over on our podcast, over on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Overcast, Believe Podcast Network, anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can come and find us, 100 Yards of Football. Drop us a review, leave us a little note, subscribe to the podcast, and let us know what you think. We have over 1,000 episodes, including hundreds of evergreen episodes you can listen to anytime that are history specials, interviews with amazing players, and other incredible topics that you can listen to and keep your company when you're at work, or if you have a job that keeps you in your car, you have something to listen to. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for talking about who is the most surprising team in the SEC for 2022. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.